The state released data on the use of restraint and seclusion in schools earlier this month. Restraint is physically overpowering a child, and seclusion is confining a student in an area they can't leave. Several of the schools that used the techniques the most were alternative schools. One used restraint nearly 500 times. Joanne Youngkey works on special education advocacy for Disability Rights Wisconsin.
One would hope that schools where students who have struggled in their neighborhood school that are designed for students having these struggles would be able to bring something better to the table.
The data covers last school year. It's difficult to compare between schools as some were virtual for most of the year. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.